When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, Keith. It's time for a little fish talk. We call him the Doc here at Outdoor Journal Radio. His name is Gord Pizer. He is the fishing editor. Oh, stop. Let me preface that. Award-winning fishing columnist and fishing editor of Outdoor Canada magazine, the best coast-to-coast hunting, fishing, outdoors magazine. In fact, the only one that deals with all of those subject matters on a national basis. It's called Outdoor Canada. Make sure you check it out, outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them you want to subscribe to it if you don't already do so, and tell them the Doc sent you, and they'll do something extra special and nice for you. Doc, how was your Victoria Day weekend?
Fantastic, Ange.
I love hearing that. I know I'm never going to hear. You're kind of the same as Lawrence. I love your attitude. I'm never going to hear a negative response to a question like that, because every weekend is great for you.
You know, it is, but this past weekend, for a number of, you know, you can't plan them, but it must have been weather, the spawn, everything came together. And with the opening of walleye, honest truth, by 12:30, and we didn't get down lake until about 10:15. By 12:30, we had run out of bait catching walleyes, got a couple of gorgeous crappies mixed in, real bonus fish. And the walleye fishing was so good, we said, let's go lake trout fishing on the next day. And Ange, we went for lake trout, and we're fishing real tight to shore. I'm casting. I nail about a bonus 20-pound muskie. No sooner land it, move down the shoreline, and I pick up a 20-pound Laker.
Oh, my God. That's special time of year, isn't it?
It is. That's the point, I think, Ange. You know, the water's such, you don't know what's going to hit next.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm assuming your water levels have stabilized and you're in good shape?
We are in really good shape. We honestly have not had a really spring rain yet this year. We have not had a soaking good rain since ice out.
How's that affecting the walleye spawn? Have they spawned yet?
They have, Ange. I was a little surprised because the water temperature on Lake of the Woods was about 47, and that's peak walleye spawning, and we just barely got into it. And so I thought we were going to be delayed, but we kept 8 or 10 for dinner, and nice. When I cleaned them, everything was totally spawned out.
It was, eh? I was just talking to JW, our producer, John Winters, about an hour ago, because he's planning on having his first of the year annual walleye fishing trip with the boys. And he was worried, because of our water conditions, he was worried that maybe he'd be hitting post-spawn fish. And I told him, I said, if you've never experienced that peak post-spawn, those few days, maybe a week long, immediately after spawn, man, it's going to set you free in terms of really humbling you and your ability to catch walleye. They're really tough to catch that time of year, aren't they?
They can be, Ange. I think weather trumps a lot of things. I'll tell you one. I was really, really surprised. And I'm not kidding. My buddy John Monteith, who runs Fish Hunters Guide Service, I met up with John and another buddy, and we each had, I had five people in my boat. John had five in his, and our buddy Greg had five in his. So we had 15 people. There was never a point in time when two or three of the folks didn't have a fish on. But here's something that'll surprise you. Guess what the best depth was?
Oh, man, you're putting me on the spot here without being there and seeing the conditions. You're going to fool me and tell me it was all shallow?
No, Ange, it was 30 feet.
Perfect.
And I would have thought it was going to be shallow. I would have thought 15, maybe 14 to 17. That's our traditional spring fish. They were in 30 feet of water. They were right in the mouths of coves. So if you found a little black bottomed cove, they were out in the mouth of it. And we had the boats spot lock. You know, we weren't even moving, and we were laughing back and forth. There was always a net in the water, and it was lights out action. And hopefully John's going to find that. But If you find those back bays close to the spawning areas, we caught several jumbo perch, and they were just humongous. So the perch haven't spawned, which is traditional, and you know those walleyes are kind of reacting and following the yellow perch.
Now, those fish would have been, they've dropped back from the spawn, went down to that deep drop off at the mouth of that cove and or spawning area. And now they're starting to work their way back up. Are they just sitting there hunkered down waiting for, I don't know, Mother Nature to tell them it's time to get on the move?
Yeah, you know, I think they're just in there feeding now because we didn't have to move. You would go maybe 2 minutes. Without, I don't think we went any time that we weren't seeing fish on the sonar, but it was just bang, bang, and, you know, you'd miss one, and then I did not pick up a rod for 1.5 hours. I had my 2 grandsons, my daughter, and my son-in-law, and all I did for the better part of 2.5 hours was net fish and rebait lines. That's how crazy it was. You find those black bottom bays, you find those areas close to the spawning areas, and it's lights out action. The other thing is the fish are not scattered, they are congregated. So don't waste your time. If you don't see them on sonar, if you're not catching fish, there's a message there. They're not there. And so keep moving till at least you see them on your sonar, and then you can pick away at them.
You sound like you were the consummate guide. A good guide should spend his whole day netting and rebaiting and netting and rebaiting. And my friend, in the category of guides, you are, in my opinion, the best guide on the planet. So it doesn't surprise me one iota that that's all you did. What's coming up this weekend?
You know, we're actually going to go out to do a bit of fishing, but I got another buddy in Manitoba, and he's got a big bear coming in on his site. So he sent us an email and said, you guys, if Liam wants to shoot his first bear ever, it's looking pretty good. So I know that doesn't ring well with some folks, but, you know, we're going bear hunting.
Good for you, man. Good for you. I know you guys will do have a great time as usual when you get out with Liam, and we want to hear all about it next week.
All righty, Ange.
All right, Gordy, you take care. Have a great weekend. We call him the Doc. His name is Gord Pizer. You want to check him out, go to Outdoor Canada Magazine. Go to just about any place that has a fishing writer, and you'll see Gord's blog there. Ontario Tourism uses him a lot. Hey! He's on the fishingcanada.com site.
Yeah.
You can check out Gord's blog on fishingcanada.com while you're there. Drop a ballot into the 9.9 Mercury Marine giveaway. It will cost you nothing but a bit of time. That are it, Stephen, on behalf of the entire Outdoor Journal crew, Stephen Labadie, our producer, John Winters, Derek Rendell at the Phantom Angel Vial, saying have a great weekend, folks. Talk to you next Saturday.